our neighbor to the north. Our neighbor to the north is Sacred Heart. It's on the east side. It's a beautiful church, really outstanding. And in the center of the sanctuary is a mosaic of Jesus. He's standing on top of a very, very large rock. And it's interesting that in the Church of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the image of Jesus in the sanctuary does not depict the Sacred Heart. Often when we see an image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, Jesus' arms are extended, or sometimes he's holding his Sacred Heart in his hand, extending it to those who wish. Often he has his shirt pulled back, and you can see the heart aflame with crowns surrounding it, often pierced by the lance. Sacred Heart, on the east side, doesn't have an image of the Sacred Heart. Beneath the Sacred Heart, well, beneath Jesus, as I said, is a very large rock, but directly beneath him is a fountain of water coming forth from the rock on which Jesus stands, directly beneath him. This is a reference to three passages in the Old Testament. Three passages referring in type, in prophecy, to the coming of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, out of which flows living water. The first comes from Genesis. We have this depiction of the garden being made with all of its splendor, all of its glory, all of its delicious fruits, all of its animals. And from the center of the garden flows a river that gave life to the Garden of Eden. The second image appears when the Jews have left Egypt, are now in the desert. They have no water. They have no bread. They have nothing. And in their complaining, they turn yet again to Moses and they say, "We have nothing to drink." And Moses, with his staff, pierces a rock from which flows water to satiate the Jews in the desert. The third comes from an image that Ezekiel has as he looks at the temple. Ezekiel looks at the massive, massive, massive temple. The Jews came to the temple to adore, to worship God. This is the heart. This is the center of Jewish identity. And from the temple, Ezekiel saw a flowing stream that gladdened all the area around it, that gave life to all the plants, that changed the salt water into fresh water. But it issued from the temple in Jerusalem. The fathers of the church looked at this image and they saw that these three references to the river flowing from the center of the garden, from the rock in the desert, and in the temple were all referencing Jesus, and in particular, the Sacred Heart of Jesus. This is why the architect at Sacred Heart on the east side is no dummy. And although he didn't put an image of the Sacred Heart, he has a direct reference to what's going on in the water flowing from the rock. That Jesus is the rock, he is the temple, he is the garden from which flows everlasting life. My microphone was bothering me, and it was going to bother you if I kept on adjusting it. And so Jesus, in today's gospel, he speaks about water flowing from his heart. But maybe you didn't catch it. Maybe there's just a slight, subtle reference to someone else's heart from whom the water is going to flow. All right, let's listen to it one more time. All right? On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood up and exclaimed, Let anyone who thirsts come to me and drink. Okay, we can get that. All right, we understand that. As Scripture says, rivers of flowing water will come from within who believes in me. Waters will come from him who believes in me. Okay, so Jesus is saying very clearly that whoever comes to him will receive the water that they thirst. But then Jesus goes on to say that waters will flow from him who believes in me. And that it's not just Jesus who gives the life-giving water, but it's the water that comes from him who believes in Jesus. That is, we're like a little conduit who receives water from the source. It passes through us, and then it goes to the one who thirsts. It's not enough that Jesus is the source of water. He is. But Jesus wants each and everyone who believes in him to become a conduit, a pipe, a bridge of water that gives life to the world. This is what it means to be Christian. It's not just that I go to Jesus and I have my own little Jesus and I drink the water. No, it's that I go to Jesus and I drink of the water. I live of the water. And from that water, I give to those who in my life are thirsty. This is the meaning of the Sacred Heart. And this is what each one of our hearts are meant to become through baptism and confirmation. That from my own heart, God would satiate the thirsts of others. Now, not in a way as though I'm God, but through me, God would work in the lives of others. And this is a great opportunity for us to see exactly how the Holy Spirit works in our own lives. You see, the Holy Spirit has been given to us at the moment of our baptism and confirmation. And as St. Paul says, the Holy Spirit has given gifts to each one according to the good of the body. And that is, I have within me gifts that are meant to satiate the thirst of others, that are meant to build up the church around me. God has given gifts of speaking in tongues, of prophecy, of healing, of words of knowledge, of encouragement, of administration. The list goes on so that through me, the church might be built up and the thirst that so many have around me might be satiated. Do you want this? Do you want that the Lord would be able to use you as a conduit for the good of others and for the construction of the church? This is the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Mary's heart is so in love, is so filled with faith, that the water that passes through Mary gives life. Mary's heart is so pure. Mary's heart is so open. Mary's heart is so generous that whoever goes to Mary more easily receives the Holy Spirit. And whoever receives the Holy Spirit receives the gifts that the Holy Spirit brings that come from the Father and the Son. My dear friends, I beg you, ask the Holy Spirit tonight what He wants to give through you. Be open to what the Holy Spirit wishes to do through you. You're not worthy. All right? So, yeah, you're not. All right. Yeah, and He actually chose you. Good. All right? This is how the wisdom of God is manifest. That those who are unwise and uneducated in the world, God has used to put to shame the wise and the learned, says St. Paul. That the Lord, He's given you something. And it suffices to say, Lord, help me to receive that. Help me to receive what you have for me. Help me to open up my heart, increase my faith, so that as I come to you, as I come to you especially in the Most Holy Eucharist, as I come to you tonight in adoration and seeking your prayer, Lord, reveal to me, open up in me, the water you wish to pass from the heart of Jesus through mine to the world.